it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Chicago, welcome in to the Chicago Sports Podcast presented by Goose Island. Goose Island is the official beer of CHGO. Find their Chicago location at gooseisland.com/location. What's up, everyone? Kevin Kadick, head of content at CHGO, back in the studio with Casey Standerhar and Mark Harmon. Behind the board is our guy, Lawrence Benedetto.
Stop it.
We were in Nashville last week, at least Casey and I were, but it's good to be back. It's good to be back in Studio A. We've been doing this show out of Studio B for a while now.
It's a big day for the CHGO Sports Podcast. Not banned to the kitty room for one time.
Who banned us to that?
I think you're the head of content.
I mean, I don't mind being in there. It's a little tight.
Since we did the, I don't know, I'd call them upgrades, but since we've changed the look in there, it's made it easier for three people to sit on that set. And the
three
way
of me could sit in this chair.
This is comfy.
Isn't that nice?
Luxurious.
Yeah, it just worked out better today that you guys should be out here.
Sarah said, love the set design. 10 out of 10.
Aw, thanks, Sarah.
Shout out to everyone joining us today. Thanks for joining us. Hit that like button. Bailey says, 2 Karm pods in one day. You are treating us. You sure are. Sure are. Baloney Fonseca, happy Thursday. It's a happy Thursday indeed. And Travis says, another show. I guess that just...
I'm not sure if that's positive.
Presented without comment. Another show. It is, in fact, another show in the life of CHGO.
Do you think he was like, another show?
I don't know.
Or do you think he was like, another show?
Yeah, yeah. Let's judge the tone on that.
We need some punctuation, Travis.
That's what we do.
One of the friends of the show, Mark Grody, who's never been on the show because he's not allowed to be on the show, which is not right, but should be on the show. At any rate, he always is asking me out at Bears practice, you got a show, you always got a show. There's got to be a show. So I think Travis is kind of the same thing. We're always doing a show, man.
It's like a CTA bus, man. So you don't know when it's coming, but it's coming.
He's surprised. He's like, another show. What?
Travis is in, man.
Travis says, yeah. All right, let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, join us next Tuesday, December 19th. That's right. It's Tuesday, right? Yeah, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, days.
CHGO Blackhawks will be out at the Broken Barrel down on Southport to watch the Blackhawks take on the Colorado Avalanche. They'll be doing a live post-game party, and there will be $6 Goose Island drafts. That's a pretty good deal. I mean, $6 was like $6 when I like moved to the city however many decades ago. It was like, wow, $6. That's a
way
pretty pricey
much.
Beer. Now it's a deal.
It's really
inflation.
Depressing.
Yeah, that's
inflation
depressing.
Is depressing.
Yeah. It's a deal now. Everyone,
no, it's not a deal.
Sure, it is.
It's a little bit of a deal.
It's annoying, is what it is.
Well, I mean, anytime
I want that
you have
beer to
pay
be $3. Give me $3
at
beer.
The Broken Barrel. It's a deal. It's probably
definitely a deal.
It's probably an $8.
Jay
normal.
Will be out there. Mario will be out there. Greg will be out there. So make sure you hit
up. We're doing our post game show from there. Apparently,
are you post gaming it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Hopefully, I'll be at home watching it.
Well, we hope to see everyone out there. It's our last official watch party of the year.
Well, you know, there's like 11 days left in the year after that, so thank goodness.
This week's Taking Care of Business Award winner, and that's powered by ComEd, goes to our guy, Kobe White.
Wow.
We have so many guys. Kobe White is our guy today, though.
Kobe White is the guy right now.
I had a great moment with Kobe White after the loss against the Denver Nuggets on Tuesday night.
Okay, how'd it go?
Well, I was saying, are you, you know, enjoying the fact that the last month of basketball, he's been averaging 28 a game, shooting 50% from three. He's on a whole nother level. He started off the year super wobbly, and he's like, I don't live my life like that. I just live in the moment. And he went in this whole thing about living in the moment. And then they ended the interview with Bulls media. And I just asked one more question. I was like, where did you learn that mindset? Cause I love that part of this, you know, the whole equation. He's like, dude, you grow up like I grow up, you know, you don't look ahead. That's it, you don't look behind. I've dealt with so much shit in my life that everything, the way I've just tried to, you know, do it is just be in the present as much as I possibly can. I thought that was a really cool answer.
I mean, he definitely is in the present right now. Last five games, he's averaged 26.8 points, six rebounds, five assists. And since December came around, 33 against the Bucks, 31 against the Pelicans, and 27 against the Nuggets. So, you know what? For a long time, it looked like this Bull season was just going to be an absolute zero. And just a drag and a, you know, whatever the opposite of joy is, that's what it was. You know what? It still might be that, and it might be a long season, but at least with Coby White right now, the way he's shooting the ball from deep, there's been a reason to tune in. There's been a reason to kind of be excited. So for that, Coby White wins this week's Taking Care of Business Award, powered by ComEd.
16 for his last 27 from three, and really channeling his inner Casey as you love a try-hard outfit that loves to overachieve. And once they trade Zach LaVine and once they trade DeMar.
What do you mean I love a try-hard outfit?
You love try-hard outfits.
What do you mean by that?
You love spirit. You love a team that will give their all.
I thought you were talking about clothes.
They will do
I thought you were talking about clothing, too. I was like, excuse me.
No. We're not talking about outfits. We're talking about a group.
Okay,
a group of athletes who have been counted out but are just going to play as hard as they possibly can and not worry about perception and will run through a brick wall, brick by brick, a la Greg Braggs, to do whatever they possibly can. That's the grit that you bring. Yes, there. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's accurate.
Their record was like really poor, and now it looks slightly less poor.
So they're just more fun to watch.
They are. The spacing, the way they're working together, the systems coming together. We're going to talk about when Zach LaVine is leaving town in our second segment. We've got some over-unders going for you. But first, though, we want to talk about the Chicago Bears, who started off our December. They didn't start our December off right because their first game was December 10th because of the bye, but it was a great December 10th because the Bears won 28-13. They moved to 5-8 on the season. And that then in turn got Greg Braggs really leading the parade for the playoff parade. And it's like Greg has never watched the Chicago Bears before because I'm excited. I like the way they played. There was a lot of things I like about the Detroit game.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, how many times have the Bears just – lined us up for the straight swift punch to the gut, you know, and I that's why I'm worried about this Sunday. But we get past the Sunday now, then we're talking.
I love Bailey in the comments. Her 5-8 has never felt so good. It's the best. This is the best 5-8 that we've ever had at 5-8. This is an amazing 5-8. But yes, I'm worried about Sunday too. But everybody,
Cleveland Browns,
the
hometown. I'm not from Cleveland, but.
Stop. Here comes Ohio Standahar.
Listen, I grew up a Browns fan, so like I can't hate.
Who's your favorite Brown of all time?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Jim Brown.
Jim Brown?
That's a weird answer from Casey Standahar.
He's a legend.
How about somebody that you actually saw play?
I liked Baker Mayfield. I don't know.
Okay. Here comes Baker out of nowhere.
I mean.
Who's your favorite Brown, Carm?
I go like late 80s heartbreak Browns.
Ernest Biner, baby.
Ernest Biner, the fumble.
Damn it, Ernest.
I enjoyed a Bernie Kosar. Kids in my high school class were wearing 19 Browns jerseys because whatever. I grew up around a bunch of rich kids could get whatever jersey they wanted.
How about Matt Barr with a single bar on his helmet?
That's not bad. Yeah. But the dog pound is, I mean, if you're talking about coolest NFL traditions, and
Eric
the,
Metcalf,
the dog pound is awesome.
It is.
There's
a lot of good fans there. You don't want to know my favorite Cleveland Brown?
I do want to.
It's Joe Thomas. I mean,
okay.
That's a good one. That's a good one. But, didn't he just get inducted in the Hall of Fame?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was like a real big dude. Now he's super skinny. He owns a whole bunch of Mission Barbecues.
Yeah.
Look at Kevin.
Yeah. I follow him on social.
Well, and
what about remember the wide receiver they had, Michael Jackson?
That's another good name.
Yeah.
Is that a good name? Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Just remembering some guys.
Guys.
It's a good name in the sense that Jim Brown is a favorite good Brown.
Well,
a good favorite Brown.
Growing up in the Carmen family, you once you popped out of the womb, you were lectured by Fred Carmen about how Jim Brown is the greatest running back of all time and there will never be a running back as good as Jim Brown. And I had to be like, all my friends want me to say Walter Payton and you're ruining my childhood that you have to like yell about
Jim Brown. Is your dad from Ohio?
No, but he grew up in that era, and Jim Brown was
he the Carm before the Carm? I mean, was he just offering a contrarian take to rile people up?
Kevin, I will be at the Browns versus Jets game on the 28th, and guess who is bartending at one of the bars on the 28th before Thursday Night Football?
Michael Jackson,
your guy, Joe Thomas.
Joe Thomas,
I'm gonna
there we go.
Meet him and tell him you're his guy. He's your guy.
Yeah,
Joe Thomas belongs on this show. Okay, probably doesn't belong on the show, but it'd be cool to have him on the show.
Guest bartending.
How did you just come across that?
I was looking up Browns, and it came up.
So, Carm, which way are we going this Sunday? Have you figured out
I haven't
out where
fully
you're going?
Formulated, and I'm waiting for your email of get him in before I fully decide. But I think I'm going to be picking the Cleveland Browns because Myles Garrett is still there. Their linebackers are effective, if not, a little bit terrifying. And even though they've had so many injuries on their offensive line, they've been able to sustain it. I mean, Flacco threw for over 300 yards last week. By the way, that's the first Cleveland quarterback to throw for 300 yards all season long.
JF15 versus JF1.
It's a tough call, man.
I don't know which way I'm going. I mean,
Bears are hard to pick.
I have been very tempered in my expectations this week. By the way, I want to take a victory lap. We did the Chicago Sports Podcast, I don't know, a month ago, 5-6 weeks ago, where I said, Carm, we are setting ourselves up for the civil war of all civil wars within Bears fandom. And in that clip, which we then made into like a TikTok reel and a YouTube short.
Cap cut.
I said, look, the Bears are headed towards 8 or 9 wins. And you're like, I don't know, it seems tough. I was like, there's a lot of season left.
You nailed it. Couldn't have nailed it more.
And I said, Justin Fields is playing his way into let's keep him territory. But yep. The Carolina Panthers are headed towards the number one pick. And like everything I said in that video came true. It's like the most right I've ever been about anything ever.
You couldn't have nailed it better. And what your whole hypothesis was is that we are setting up for...
And we're already in the biggest civil war.
We're in a Bears civil war. Mainly, it's the Bears fan base against me, but at least the ones that watch CHGO Bears. But no, but when you like zoom out to the rest of the fan base and the conversation outside of these walls, which by the way, the conversation doesn't matter anywhere outside of these walls, but there is just the Justin fandom. Do not trade him. Mm-hmm. And then there's the, he's never going to get there. Draft a quarterback. And it is.
Casey, have you picked a side?
Yeah. Have you picked a side?
Don't make me do this. I want the Bears to win because I care. And I want the shows to do better.
Are you staying with Fields or not, Casey?
I'm standing with Fields.
You're standing with Fields?
I mean, you're from a Cleveland Browns tradition that changes quarterbacks just as frequently, if not more frequently.
They're very similar. Remember when like Hugh Jackson was the head coach? He might have been worse than Flus.
He was worse than Flus.
Definitely worse. Yeah, Hugh Jackson.
Yeah. Right, would you like to apologize for your Flus tirade?
I don't know. I'm getting close, but...
Not yet?
Not yet. Not yet.
What would it take? What will Flus have to do?
I asked the question, is Flus one of the worst?
You did not ask the question.
It was right after the Broncos game.
You lost it.
And
you,
he was like 2-19.
You called him, I think, the worst coach to ever coach the Bears.
Do you guys remember
when I said the worst coach in Chicago sports history?
Even worse.
You called him.
Which I was on the table for a long time. This was after we spent the entire summer getting worked up and excited about the Bears. And then they come out and lay an egg against the Packers, go down and do whatever they did in Tampa Bay. I don't even know what to make of that game. Not show up against a Chiefs offense, which, by the way, has not been very good since then.
That was death.
And then blow a gigantic lead against the Broncos at home. That was completely on the table.
You're defending the position, which is fine. I'm not even attacking it. I'm just saying that you owe him an apology because he's turned it around. People, you are allowed to be where you were at, but at some point we've got to acknowledge what he's done.
We'll get there. I don't know. I mean, I feel like if you are in a chance to upgrade, and I don't know what that upgrade is, because it's, you know, it's not as evident as maybe coaches. You can't. I mean, obviously, you know, if you had a chance to pick Bill Belichick in his prime, yes, you bring him in because it's that easy to identify. Pete Carroll, whoever. Like, now I don't, like, who could be on the market? Like, you're not going to pick like the flavor of the month offensive or defensive coordinator and say, okay, well, we're going to bring him in here.
You wouldn't think. Very, very, very challenging offseason for Ryan Poles.
It's crazy.
Do you stick with Matt Eberflus? My guess is that he's going to do what the logical plays are, which
are what?
Well, I see. I think
I don't think you can define the logical stuff.
Well, okay, maybe that's the wrong word. Then the lowest risk, and to me, the lowest risk is you trade the one, you get a haul for it, you stick with Justin, you triple down on the coaching staff. They've only been here for 2 years. And you claim progress, and I don't think. But that's my guess.
But I think you could say also the logical thing would be to go for a rookie quarterback that you've hopefully evaluated, and you think he's the guy, because then it does reset the quarterback money.
The thing is,
I generally want to keep Justin Fields, but then I think about, okay, well, if we're not entirely sure what sort of deal we're cutting him in the next year to two, I don't know. I don't know what to do with Flus.
Okay, but hold on. Let's just rewind back to what you just said. And I don't even want to do this as I see you, Matt Gregory. If only Carm didn't hate Fields so much. As I say that, I think they're going to stay with Fields, Gregory. And I'm not screaming to not do it, because I'm basically saying, like, hey, Ryan Poles, right here, yours truly, Mark Harmon, I'm trusting you. I believe in whatever you're going to do. That's where I'm kind of, because I don't plan on, if they stick with Justin, I'm not going to be on here screaming that's the wrong thing to do. If they move on and draft Caleb Williams, I'm not going to scream that there's some genius thing. Like, hey, this is what he thinks. He thinks this guy is a generational quarterback, and he's not going to pass out. He's going to make that swing. I'd respect it. It's going to be very unpopular, and there'll be a lot of pressure on that quarterback to handle it, because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be sitting there week one next year if they draft Caleb Williams and he throws a pick on the first drive. They'll be screaming about, you idiot, you suck, should have kept Justin. And if Justin goes on to do good things, that pressure will only rise.
I do not envy it whatsoever.
There's too much time still for that decision to be made.
You're right about that.
Too many games still.
Not that many.
But
I think we'll know more soon.
Well, within the next four.
Yes.
But let's do this. If the season ended today,
do you keep him?
Yeah, what do you think? Well, forget about us. What do we think that Poles would do? The season ends today. It's over.
I think they keep Justin.
You think they keep Justin?
I do too.
I do love that haul that you would get from trading number one. I mean, that's like, I mean, imagine if you somehow traded it to the Raiders and the Raiders go up and stink it out next year, which is eminently possible. And then you get the number one 3 years in a row. Like,
yeah, well, right. How, set them up, set yourself up, give yourself all the picks, keep them coming in.
Would you keep Flus?
I would not. No.
I thought you thought he was an attractive man.
That has nothing to do with whether I think he's a good coach.
You think Flus is attractive?
This is such crap that you guys are calling me
you
out.
You said that on the show.
I said, is he attractive? I posed the question.
I mean,
I
think Flus is hot.
But wait, no, Casey. But your point, I'm with you though. I go ahead and say what you're saying. I agree. I don't.
I was just going to say, I don't think that we should keep him, even if the Bears win 8-9 games that,
really?
That Braggs.
If you get to 8 or 9 games?
Hot take, Casey.
I just don't think he's the right fit for Fields and for the offense.
Let's
and for
go.
The rest of, I don't. I'm sure he's a great guy. I just don't see the matching. I don't know. I'm not saying that, like, Fields is like LeBron James and he's very particular about who's his, you know, head ball coach and who's his manager. But I don't think it's the right.
That's the old ball coach.
You're looking for a deeper connection between the head coach and the quarterback.
I said head ball coach. What?
Deeper connection with the head coach and the quarterback?
Yeah, because I just don't think it's the right fit.
I'm with Casey. Please, let's move on from Flus. I don't want to hear him at another press conference next year. Let's go.
I can't believe you guys aren't falling in love with Flusy Flus.
By the way, one of my favorite ongoing CHGO Bears bits is when Nick comes on and reports from a Flus press conference, and then Carm says, was he a depressed Flus or a I'm past it Flus?
Was it a relaxed Flusy Flus? What? If Flus goes, I'm gonna miss the Flusy Flus.
No, I would too. I don't want this to be something that you guys clip and say like Casey hates Matt Eberflus. I don't. I just don't think it's the right fit. Like you either have to you got to make one change.
But yeah. Casey, their locker room seems to love the Flusy Flus. They're all smiling at him, appreciating the Flus. There's Flus appreciation going on right now. There is.
But here's my other thing, too. If Flus goes, then does Getsy go and all the other?
Yes.
Let's say they brought in Eric Bieniemy next year. What would you shorten Bieniemy to?
They hate him right now. Like, he is despised.
Yeah.
I want Mike McDaniel. The Dolphins just lost, which I did not expect.
Can't
write the check.
You know?
I mean, look, Mike Tomlin might be out there. Bill Belichick might be out there.
If Mike Tomlin... if there's a remote possibility that Pittsburgh is done with him, please
that would
bring
be amazing.
Him here.
That would be kind of cool.
That is an upgrade.
Like, fly the plane there. Let's go. Pick him up. Get him over here now.
Nobody would say boo if Poles was like, look, we appreciate what Matt's done, but what we're doing right now is we're Rick Ritterying him, and we're saying goodbye because we can get Mike Tomlin.
I don't think you can go into next year with everything the same. You can't.
Well,
you just can't. You saw how we started. We were all excited at the tailgate. Bears are going to win 12 games. Yeah. And then it was just like a sinking ship. It was a Titanic. And
but the Titanic has risen.
But if you finish the season 9-4 after an 0-4 start,
do you want to start next year with an 0-4 start? I just don't think it's going to be the same shit.
I certainly don't know.
I think it's going to be the same stuff over
also,
and over until
who
something.
Who have you beaten at this point?
The Lions.
Should have beaten them twice.
Oh, great. You beat the Lions.
Well, that's the first team in the North now. Awesome. Come on.
Cool.
Nothing changes if nothing changes, my man.
We'll see. Like you said, we're going to find out over the next 4 weeks for sure. Casey, real quick, we need a prediction. Bears-Browns.
Oh, gosh. I'm being held to the fire. I think
for the second time in about 5 minutes.
I think I want the Bears to win, and I believe that the Bears will win.
Okay.
I don't know if I have a final score yet. I got to think about that.
Just throwing out there.
Say 16-13. That's probably about as much as you're going to get out of that game.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
I think that's about right. I like
you
Lawrence's
think you
prediction.
Like Bears? You like Browns?
Browns 24, Bears 20.
I won't hold you to that. If you want to change it by the time I send you the email tonight.
Let me ask you this about those rules, by the way, on predictions. If I send you a prediction on Friday, and then by Sunday at noon, am I allowed to change it?
Did Joey Spathis make the graphic?
He has made the graphic.
Yeah.
Once the graphic's made, that's the final?
That is, yeah.
Okay.
Graphic is bomb.
So if I ever want to change, I got to reach out to Spathis, find out if he made the graphic, and then I can still change it.
Bailey echoes my thoughts. I like the man, but I think Flus is the fourth best coach in the division.
That's a good
tough
point.
Tough to sustain success with that. That's true.
Yeah, that's a really good way to
you can like
that.
Him, yes, I do, but...
He's not a head coach. Fine defensive coordinator, not a head coach.
What if you have the worst head coach in the division but the best quarterback?
Well, you're gonna find out at some point in a close game that you need an actual head coach.
Listen, I like Dan Campbell, but you go and watch Dan Campbell's press conference from Sunday and you look see what the Lions are kind of trending in the wrong direction right now. I'm not 1,000% certain that Flus is like so far away from Dan Campbell level. He was, his press conference was just like, he's a beauty.
Kevin O'Connell, the offensive genius who's managing 3 points a game against the Raiders.
Right. Well, I mean, they're in a tough spot.
I understand, but from the Raiders, and you scored 3 points.
From Dobbs to Mullins to I mean,
but Cousins, he's an offensive genius.
Cousins to Dobbs to Mullins. I mean, that's not
all right.
That's not fair.
I want to tell everyone about Midtown Athletic Club. Oh. We love Midtown Athletic Club. Going, they have four tonight. Chicagoland locations, and you probably know them by heart by now. There's Palatine in the northwest suburbs, Bannockburn in the North Shore, Willowbrook in the southwest suburbs, and right there in the middle of Bucktown and Lincoln Park, the Midtown Athletic Club and Hotel. That Midtown Palatine I was telling you about, they just launched a multi-million dollar transformation, which is going to be complete in early 2024. If you go there now, you can lock in some construction rates. That's always good. Whenever you sign up for anything athletic club, if you can get in on a good rate before it goes up, you want to do that.
The place is the greatest.
Midtown, just do it now. Yeah, absolutely. Midtown has something for everyone. Single people, families with kids, people looking to make lifestyle changes. And like we've said, it's the nicest fitness club we've ever been in. Casey made a reel of our visit there, two Wednesdays ago? It's on Instagram. People love that. It showed off literally everything you can do there. We started off with cardio tennis. We went and did some...
I didn't see Carm in the sauna.
I can't CrossFit. Believe you clipped basketball. Your you tennis you, and put that on there. That was one of the most bold things you've ever done in the history of sports
what
media.
What do you mean? Why?
Because you were like... falling the one way and hitting it the other way.
I was learning how to play tennis.
I know. But
and I put my golf swing on there, which was
your golf
great.
Swing was straight
and
fire.
I made the content so I can put whatever I want in it.
Yeah, Carl, well,
but
stop
like, there was some great tennis moments and you chose the one where you were like
well, I guess
it was
I
a good reel.
Go
check it out. People loved it.
With my membership. Yeah. That I
great choice.
We haven't had a shot of Ryan Herrera dunking. It was awesome.
Yeah, there we go. That was good.
Midtown also offers the best tennis courts and programming in the sport, indoor-outdoor tennis, pickleball, and paddle tennis, USTA, professional quality, CARM approved all the way. So head over to midtown.com/CHGO to find out more and schedule your tour of the closest Midtown Athletic Club to you.
Real quick.
Yep.
Matthew Gregory. CARM, if only you were this critical of your own takes.
You know what, Matthew Gregory, I point the thumb all the time, buddy. But the thing is, when you're never wrong, it's just, it's hard to even do what you're suggesting. All right, speaking of never being wrong, you're never going to go wrong when you download the Game Time ticket app for your secondary market ticket buying experience. Listen, I don't know what other places are doing right now, but at Game Time, you can buy your tickets in seconds with two taps. The other places right now that used to not do this, you have to like go eight taps to get through. It's exhausting. By the way, they also give you the all-in price to show you your total up front, so you know you're getting a great deal without the hidden fees, which is a huge thing, because when the fees pop in, they're like, oh, that's a terrible feeling. You want to get that all-in feeling. They do that for you at Game Time. And yes, they do the zone pricing right now, which is also super cool. If you want to like basically get in for as cheap as possible, we'll put you in these sections in the up top of the UC and it only costs you this much. They don't give you the exact seat. Who cares what seat it is when you're just trying to get in? That's a great way to get some extra value. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use the code CHGO, $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, this is what you do. Create an account, use that redeem code CHGO. You get $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed.
Definitely a lot of opportunities to use Game Time this holiday season. Buy the gifts, but also Blackhawks in town a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Bulls in town a lot.
Ton. Yeah.
You know, Northwestern.
Don't let's not. I got two tickets to Jacksonville State for anybody who wants to jump on the Wildcat bandwagon.
They can lose
you.
That one too.
What's that?
They're going to lose that one, too?
No, Lawrence. They're not going to lose that one, and they're going to kick DePaul's ass on Saturday, too. Bring it on,
that's
demons.
That is not saying anything. Ray Meyer is not walking through that door.
DePaul just beat Louisville.
What about Joey Meyer?
No, and Louisville also sucks.
Joey Meyer might be there to watch the game.
I love Joey Meyer. Great man. I hope to see him soon.
Rod Strickland is not suiting up.
Yeah, Lightning Rod was amazing.
Yeah.
Dallas Comedy's now walking through that door.
Oh, I love Dallas Comedy's. What a name.
Yep.
Naming some guys.
Quentin Richardson's now walking through that door. We'll make it a little more modern.
Love Q
Stephen
Rich.
Hunter.
Stephen Hunter's now walking through that door.
Q Rich, great podcaster. He's really good.
I do love their podcast. It's a good one. All right, Kevin.
We've got some over-unders for Chicago sports. I'm going to throw out a number, throw out some context. You two are going to weigh in, over-under. Lawrence, feel free to chime in. People in the chat, definitely chime in. Tell us if the number is going to be over or under. We're going to start off with the beloved Bears. The number is 2.5. 2.5 wins out of the next four. You've got, you're at Cleveland, at home against Arizona on Christmas Eve, at home against Atlanta on New Year's Eve, finish the season at the Packers. How many do the Bears win? Over, under?
Casey, go first.
I think over. Who am I?
You're Casey.
I don't know.
Miss Optimism.
I said that, and now I'm like, oh, I don't know.
So you think they're going to win three?
Yeah, at least.
At least.
Might win. Finish.
Might win out.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be the negative Nancy on the show, and I will take the under. Just because I predicted 7-10 on the season, and as I stated a minute ago, I never get anything wrong. So we are trending right towards it. I need 2-2 to finish it out. I would rather they won all four and get in the playoffs, obviously. But I, my, how they have played all season long, prediction is that they finish 7-10.
All right. So you've got a 2-2 finish.
Yep.
I think I'll go over.
All right.
It's a season of spirit.
Woo!
Got a break from Carm.
Wow.
But I don't know which game they lose then. I still don't feel great about Sunday. Just because, like, okay, everyone's got everyone in Chicago excited. A lot of people in Chicago excited. And it just kind of seems like one of those letdown Bears games.
How amazing would it be if they walked into week 18, 8-8? With love, 40.
That would be the ultimate gut punch.
But yes, it would, but it'd be great. It would be so fun to have that game mean something. Even if it's a.
We've had season enders against the Packers mean something, and they always.
But
just
this
kill
is
us.
House money. Like, you were just 3-14.
No,
like.
It won't be house money because I'll have my jerk Packer fan friends, who I should probably just get rid of at this point.
And you would be, like, on a 5-game win streak. Yeah. At that point, if that's the case. And it's not, they're definitely losing that game. 100%.
Let me throw that out to the chat. Are you telling me that if the Bears got to the last week of the season versus Green Bay at 8-8, you wouldn't feel like you were playing with house money at that point, considering everything this year? And without a doubt that at that point, if you got there, that the franchise was headed in the right direction? Cody, would that feel like house money? I got Cody's in with me. Thank you very much.
No. It's.
I mean, right. I mean, I know that Cody will be ready to be hurt again.
I am ready to be hurt again. Yes, always. All right. Next number, 1.5. And that number is the position of the first selection made by the Bears in the draft, right? So obviously, they're probably getting number one, but will they pick there?
Right.
That's what the question is.
Based on what I said earlier, I will not contradict myself. I'm going to take the over on that. I think they trade the pick.
Casey?
Do you stand with Fields? You stand with Fields, don't you?
I'm with Carm.
I sent these questions before, and like Casey's like,
I know.
We were talking about it earlier.
No, I paid attention. Just, also, it is head ball coach. I Googled it. I was
Yeah. Head ball coach?
It is. I tried to tell you that. No. No, it's a
who's the old ball coach?
There probably is an old ball coach.
No, Steve Spurrier is the head ball coach. I don't know why you referenced Steve Spurrier, but that's a different story.
I didn't. I was just using the phrase as like the head coach. Anyway, I'm with Carm on this one.
Over. I'm over too.
Wow. Everybody thinks they're trading the pick. Interesting. Wow. Okay.
Bailey says under GMs want to take their guy at some point.
Bailey could very well be right. Every single one of these are all great questions, Kevin. These are 50-50s.
Don't like.
Ryan Pohl's willing to risk his GM career on Fields or his own guy that he drafts. Yeah, I think he could. I still feel like Pohl's is probably there for the long run.
He ain't going anywhere right now.
So I don't think this is like his last quarterback shot. Now, if Caleb Williams goes on to become Patrick Mahomes, then that's a different story. I mean, so much of this is just colored by, like, okay, what is what is Caleb Williams? What is Drake May? Like,
I mean, to the rest of the NFL, forget about his Bear future. If he passes on C.J. Stroud, who's going to be the offensive rookie of the year, and then the next year he passes on Caleb, and if Caleb goes on to do the same thing and or Drake May,
yeah,
how will the rest of the NFL look at him if things don't go the right way in Chicago? He shouldn't be thinking that way. He should just be thinking, what's my evaluation? You know, I'd like him to be like Matt Damon in Air. I'd like him to be storming into some room saying, like, this is who this guy is. I look at the way.
But unless you feel that way, then you're trading the pick. But I do like Michael McCullough's point here. He says under because they take a generational player in Marvin Harrison Jr. So I think that's definitely on the table, too. So
that would be awesome.
But I also like this Nicholas comment saying that it's just as big of a blunder if you trade Justin and he balls out somewhere else.
Yep.
To which he says, which he will.
I think that could happen, too. Like I said, with the right coaching and the right situation around him, that would suck.
Logically, with all due respect to Nicholas, it's going to be hard for Justin to go somewhere else and ball out. Like, he's going to have to go somewhere else, be the starter, learn a new system. It's going to be a team that's not necessarily perfectly set up.
If it's a competent system, why can't he learn that system?
I'm not saying he can't learn it. I think he will learn
it. But you're not, like, his point is you're not going to a team that's necessarily, like, winning.
And he's not going to have a huge runway. He's going to have to do it. So you just don't get opportunities to sit there and be the starter for a long time and struggle.
Yeah, he's not going to get another 3 or 4 years from another team.
I'm not saying it won't happen. It absolutely could happen. That's on the table. But I'm if you want to put it on a percentage likelihood, I wouldn't even put it at 50%.
Okay, Marcos in the chat. What's up, Marcos?
What's up, Marcos?
Says, what's up, CHO crew? We are in for a wild rest of the Bear season. Happy holidays. Happy holidays to you. All right, next number, Chicago Cubs. The number is 150 million smackers over under the biggest contract the Cubs hand out this offseason. This is probably an easy one.
Better be freaking over.
Yeah, I was going to say. I would hope it's over.
Who's it going to be for?
Three?
You didn't trade Cody Bellinger, so it better. Where's Cody?
Three?
Do you feel like, okay, do they get Cody Bellinger?
I would think they're right there in the bidding. And, I mean, I don't know if the Yankees go crazy for him, then I guess the Cubs
I mean, at some point, you
how much is Rhys Hopkins going to get? Is that a.
I don't know. That's a great question.
I mean, I don't think it's that much money.
If it's not over, Cody's going to die. We're all going to die.
As he says, we're all going to die someday.
Yeah. Sooner rather than later, probably.
Everyone in the chat says over.
What do you think?
I think it's probably going to be over. I do feel like they're going to get Cody Bellinger. I sure hope so, but I don't know.
What do you think, Kevin, about his peripherals, though, that his hard-hit contact was not great last year? And
asking the wrong guy.
I'm not sure what his BABIP was, but his ISO was solid.
BABIP! Love BABIP.
God.
Matt Gregory says Hoskins would be like 3 years, $55 million. Belly would be the piece that would go over. To me, I would take the under because if I don't feel like they're going to get Bellinger because I don't know who else they're going to spend that type of money on. Chicago White Sox, 65 wins in 2024. They had 61.
What if it's exactly 65?
Should have gone 64 and a half or 65 and a half.
House returns your money. You want 64 and a half? We can change it. Do you feel like they're going to get 65?
I think they could be right on target there.
Okay.
You're quibbling on the 65 number because you feel like it could be right there.
Well, because if they had 61.
She doesn't like the hook. She wants the
look. If you had 61.
Yeah.
There you go, Case.
And I do
64
think,
and a half.
Thanks.
Just for you.
Then the over. I do think they're going to be better.
They have to be.
The try-hard White Sox, the scuffling, battling Chris Getz Sox, the
Andrew Benintendis.
The Benintendis.
The Eric Fetties.
The Pedro Flusies.
We went to Nashville. And the biggest signing for either team was some dude named Eric Fetty, who's been pitching in Korea the last two seasons. Yeah.
I mean, they keep on, like, the White Sox have signed such and such. And then I like, see, like, my email, like, press conference for whoever you just named. I'm like, who, like...
This dude's name is Eric Fetty. He spells it E-R-I-C-K.
Hey, like, hey, my best friend's Eric spelled that way.
What, his parents couldn't decide which way to go?
That's the joke I always made.
Pick a lane.
He is Polish, and I said your parents didn't know how to pick a C or a K, so both.
If I'm taking over under on this, I'm going to take the under. Let's just go for complete White Sox debauchery.
I hate that.
I mean, I would hate it too. But I don't know who...
I hate it.
I just see Chris gets just selling off and selling off.
I feel like the ceiling is like 67 wins.
I mean, they're trading Dylan Cease, right? That's happening at some point here.
I don't know for sure. I don't.
But if you had to, I'm going to bet that they do.
Yeah.
And then they'll.
Once the pitching market shakes out, then
at some point
you'll have a better.
At some point they sell off Moncada. At some point they sell off Eloy.
If they're healthy, if they're in one piece.
The White Sox have traded Yoan Moncada for, I don't know, a third round pick.
Derek Fetty.
Player to be named
later. You can't trade MLB picks.
I didn't know that. That's terrible. Yeah. That's embarrassing. All right, fine. Yoan Moncada to the Cubs for, who could they get? We'll give you back
Nick Madrigal.
We'll give you back Nick Madrigal. That'd be amazing.
Sports Genius 38 says, over. The guys are playing to stay in the league.
Okay. Fight, fight, fight.
All right. Chicago Bulls. This is a date. January 15th. Over, under. Date of the Zach LaVine trade.
I would like January 14th and a half.
What if it happens on Martin Luther King Day?
Yeah.
I'm taking the over. Over on, I think it goes right down to the deadline.
Really?
I do.
I don't think it's getting dragged out that long. I mean, there's a lot of spaces he could be traded to December 15th. I think it seems pretty obvious that he's on his way out. If a team like the Lakers is going to give up a package, why wouldn't you want him for the entire...
When do you think it's going to happen? Well, like the first week of January?
He's got to get back on the court and show that he's healthy, right? He's out.
I don't know. Does he?
I would think he does. I would want to know that he's healthy if I was trading for him, if I'm giving up a first round pick and whatever else. Be very interesting what package they can get. You know what thought I had on Zach? Casey, would you take the over then?
I think I'm taking the over.
Okay. Who's the one guy you don't want to hoop with if you're playing pickup ball?
What do you mean?
On the Bulls?
I'm like... If you were to define the dude that you don't want to play pickup basketball with, you would pick the dude that shoots all the time, that plays no defense, and pouts. That's the one guy you don't want to play with. That
to
dude
you,
sucks.
Zach.
Yeah,
and that's a lot of Zach.
But if he ends up with the Lakers, which apparently his spot that he wants to go, I could see him just assimilating pretty easily there.
In the right role, if he embraces it, Zach could be phenomenal.
Third banana, let's go.
Yeah. But he's...
He was supposed to be the third banana here forever. Then we didn't find any other bananas.
Listen, the first year with him and DeMar went about as well as it could go. He deferred to DeMar. DeMar still, whatever was in that gas tank, he was able to squeeze out. Mm-hmm. And that... allowed us to make the playoffs and lose to the Bucks in five. And Zach was hurt that year too, so that impacted it, but they weren't going anywhere. The ceiling of what wow, that's amazing. The ceiling of what Arturas has put together to this point is not been very high.
59, Chicago Blackhawks. That was their point total last year.
I'm going to allow Lawrence to pick for me on this
They
one.
Currently have 19 points through 28 games. Through the same amount of games last year, they had 18 points. So
we're taking the over.
They're one point ahead on the pace, but they don't have Taylor Hall. They don't have Corey Perry. The rest of the team is hurt. Kevin Korchinski is on some sort of leave. It's Connor Bedard versus everybody.
Which is a great position to be in, I think. I say the over. I think he can do it. I just put the whole team on your
He's
back.
He's going to drag. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's a fair take.
Lawrence, please pick for me.
It is going to be tight because they are terrible. But I mean,
hope.
I don't know. It's the thing about Luke Richardson is he's going to keep them invested and trying. So
yeah,
I think that gets them just a bit over. But they are really bad.
They're right now number one on the NHL Tankathon board. So
love it.
They're Huzzah. Number one.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love it. I'm
CHGO.
Here for it.
The
I'm going under. I don't think they've got the horses. I feel bad for our guy 98.
I mean, how many games has there been where he scores the first goal of the game and then they lose like 4-1 or 8-1?
Yeah, last night was one of them, or two nights ago. Yeah.
I did enjoy the Converse. I enjoyed my first foray into the Converse.
You went to the game?
No, it was in Edmonton. But that goal.
What's the Converse?
Connor versus Connor.
Oh, okay. I got you.
You didn't see any of that game? They were calling it the Converse the whole time? A lot of. You could not watch that game because the audio was a second ahead of the video.
Oh,
on ESPN, the worldwide leader. What are you doing?
It was
a national broadcast.
It was what?
The audio was a second ahead of the video.
That's impossible.
What is going on
that
here?
That never happens.
No, apparently it happens all the time in their hockey broadcast because they don't care about the NHL. Anyways, great goal.
That's odd.
Love Bedard.
Okay.
Waiting for a brighter day. Story of Chicago sports.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to turn the corner, Kev. I'm feeling very confident about 2024.
We need to make a switch. And if you're a business, sometimes you need to make a switch.
Mm.
And it is getting easier for businesses to switch to electric vehicles. And that is something
all of
us here can get behind for the health of the planet and for the well-being of all of us who share it.
Yeah, the electric grid is evolving to meet your cleaner energy needs as we all move with confidence toward an electric tomorrow. Whether you have one delivery van or a whole fleet of shipping trucks, ComEd can help guide you to make the changes that make sense.
So what should business owners do, Casey?
Well, Kev, they could go to comed.com/clean to learn more about the resources, fleet rebates, and infrastructure incentives available to help businesses go electric. If you own a business, don't wait. Start making your plan today and switch to electric vehicles. Good for business, good for the planet, good for all of us. Go to comed.com/clean.
Did you say comed.com/clean?
Yeah, go now and see how going electric connects us to a better way of doing business and a better future for generations to come.
Let's go.
Love it. As much as I love doing my gambling at Circa, I really appreciate
Is that what you call it, doing my gambling? Doing the wash, doing
my gambling.
Gambling
at the Circa Sportsbook. Okay. Let's go. Circa's got the tight money line splits that keep the most money in your pocket, which is what you want. Circa keeps you rolling with... If you're a big-time gambler, because they don't limit players based on their winnings, which some books will do because they're afraid of you, Circa's not afraid of anybody. Gamble away. Circa encourages you to download and explore all the betting apps because you're not going to find better lines anywhere else across the old betting world than at Circa. Circa's got the best customer service, real people behind the Circa Sports brand. All aspects of the app are run by the same team that runs the main Circa Sportsbook at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. This is what you do. Download Circa Sports Illinois app at circasports.com/Illinois-app. circasports.com/Illinois-app. Sign yourself up today and be on the lookout for Circa events, watch parties, and tailgates. Lawrence loves going. So does Casey. So does Kevin. If you or someone you know have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Text GAMB to 833-234 or visit AreYouReallyWinning.com.
All right. Thanks to everyone for joining us right now. Make sure you hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. We appreciate all your support of CHGO. Head into this segment. I think you wanted to talk about the Bulls Ring of Honor, Carm.
Let me put down my computer.
Uh-oh. You getting in?
And let me.
Let's bring up some people on the bases, on the basics. This week, the Bulls announced a long-awaited, much-anticipated Ring of Honor. It's going to be unveiled on January 12th when the Golden State Warriors and Steve Kerr are in town. They're putting a lot of names up there just to begin with. Inaugural class, Phil Jackson, Jerry Krause, Artis Gilmore, Jerry Sloan, Tony Kukoc, Bob Love, Chet Walker, Johnny Red Kerr, Tex Winter, and Dick Klein. A lot of guys there that actually can't even show up, which is kind of sad.
Dead people, too.
And then Jordan, Pippen, Rodman, and Kukoc. And then a couple other guys as well. The 1995-96 team. They unveiled some qualifications. You had to have at least played for three seasons. They're going to do this every 2 years. I don't know.
So, and Bailey's right. I did have there's a preview to this rant on CHGO Bears. But look. I grew up Walter Payton. I got older brothers. Walter Payton, Gale Sayers, Super Bowl Shuffle, all of that. And I also grew up going to the greatest place of all time, the Chicago Stadium. And it was before Mike got there, Orlando Woolridge, Quinton Daly, Artis Gilmore, Reggie Theus. Like, these are all, you see the gray hair, these are all part of, like, my Bulls thing. And then Mike shows up in 84, and the greatest player of all time, by literally the first day that he's in the NBA, took the rest of the world a while to figure it out. And then they go on in the 90s and win six titles, and they haven't done anything since. They've been to the Eastern Conference Finals once. They won one game. And that's because they lucked into Derrick Rose. So there is no argument that MJ is the franchise. The 70s Bulls, that was before my time, were cool. The Jerry Sloan, Norm Van Leer, all that. By the way, those guys are not on that list. Norm Van Leer, the spirit of the Bulls. I mean, Bob Love is there, but that era is not exactly well respected in my mind in the Ring of Honor. MJ is the thing. So it literally should have been Jordan, Phil, Pippen, period. Management, step back. You don't need to do your weird Reinsdorf honor Jerry Krause thing. Leave that for another time. And honestly, you can leave Phil off of there too. Michael and Scotty. And let those guys actually figure out if they can finally come back together and get along. Scottie Pippen's gone completely off the
rails. Spoiler alert, they can't.
And probably not, because Pippen is a complete idiot, and I'm like so disappointed in it. And if those two don't show up for the ceremony, well, then they didn't show up. That's on them.
Well, that's the other thing, too. It's like, you've got this Ring of Honor thing. There's no way 23 and 33 are there then.
Which is why they tried to soften it by throwing everybody out there. But having a Ring of Honor,
right,
where Artis Gilmore and Jason Caffey from the 95 Bulls shows up, that ain't going to soften it. That sucks. The story will still be that Michael and Scotty didn't come. So let that be that story that day, and then 2 years later when you're going to add on to it, bring the 95.
It's very weird. Like, so are the individual 95-96 names going to be in it, or is it just going to say 95-96 Bulls?
Yeah, I don't know how they're doing that, but, like, I mean, I really hope it's
so
just
here's the thing to me about the Bulls Ring of Honor. They've been a team for 57 years, with the exception of, 13 years of Michael Jordan and, like, 2 to 3 years of Derrick Rose. They have not been a good franchise. Everything that you want to do with a Ring of Honor, you can actually do with retired numbers. You don't have a lot of retired numbers, right?
No.
So, if you want to put a few more people up in the rafters, like, you could do that. You don't need a Ring of Honor. The Chicago Bears need a Ring of Honor. They have so many numbers retired. At some point, they're going to need a Ring of Honor. Like, why isn't Steve McMichael, in a Ring of Honor?
The NFL told them they can't do anymore, right?
They just have too many. The Blackhawks, do they have a Ring of Honor? They should have a Ring of Honor.
I think the new rule now that they're, with the Chelios thing came up, and they said that, don't worry, Brent Seabrook, when he's
right.
Retired.
Oh, yeah, that was a retired number thing. But I feel like you could have, a Blackhawks Ring of Honor, because their history is so long, and they do have a lot of good periods.
As
where,
long as number 39, Enrico Ciccone, gets in that Ring of Honor.
Of course, you had to bring
sold.
Up Enrico Ciccone. But you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, put 91 up in the rafters. Put 54, like.
Right, and that one too. Look, if you're Horace Grant comes before Dennis Rodman. Period.
Sure, he was fine. Whatever way you want to do
but
it.
But Dennis is on.
But then you put up number one, and then you probably put up Joakim Noah too.
That's and two. Norm Van Leer should be up there.
Yes.
100% Norm should be up there. Should have been up there a long time ago. I love Bob Love, but Chet Walker was a better player than Bob Love. Like the whole Bulls retiring thing is just bizarre. But so I agree with you, Kev. But I as far as the Ring of Honor, though, the Horace Rodman thing, I just got to get that off my chest, too. It's like, look, you drafted Horace Grant. He won three championship years, the first three championships, which as much as how sweet the other three were, you wouldn't have those without the first three.
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman at that time was throwing Scottie Pippen into a basket support. He was born a Detroit Piston. I understand that he came here and gave it his all. He also was right. A complete lunatic. Like, Horace is ahead, but yet they're honoring Dennis, which is really weird because Horace has also been an ambassador for him too. Like, I don't get that at all. But they, yeah. I don't know who they talk to here. Like, it's like Sam Smith writes for Bulls.com. There's no way that they spoke to Sam and he said Dennis over Horace. They clearly didn't even like let right. That guy should be the one who you should be leaning on the most for how you're going to do this. And it doesn't seem like they leaned on him at all, which is like, amazing to
like
me.
Like 2 years from now, then what does that class look like? How many people are getting in? Like,
right. I mean,
obviously it's a way to sell tickets. It's a way to kind of get back to this past. And but if you have a past that the past is not actively participating in it because the two biggest guys are just fighting, like you really don't have anything to market off of. You know, the Blackhawks, like when they made their big comeback, you were able to bring Stan Mikita and Bobby Hall and Tony Esposito out there and have them wave from the box. The Bulls have never had that with Michael Jordan. They've been able to sell a lot of tickets because of the memory of Michael Jordan, but Michael Jordan has never been like an active participant in the I mean, for a variety of reasons.
I mean, if we're going to go back in time, Michael retires because he's pissed because Jerry Krause poisoned the water with Phil and ended it. And then which he never should have retired because he loves playing and just should have gotten over it, but he did. And then he comes back 3 years later with the Washington Wizards and is still a hell of a basketball player at that age. And when he comes back to town, Ray Clay is asked how he wants to introduce Jordan. And he says, I want to do it like normal. And that's published in the Sun-Times. Sun-Times at that time, Jay Mariotti's the columnist who's killing on Reinsdorf. They fired Ray Clay because he said he wanted to introduce Jordan like you would want to introduce Jordan. They couldn't even embrace the fact that Bulls fans, despite the fact that he's playing for the Wizards, want to hear Jordan's name said the same damn-ass way. There was a standing ovation that day for 8 hours. Like, you could have just done that and everybody could have gone home.
No one has ever made a return like before or since. Like, I mean,
yeah,
people get ovations all the time when they come, but that was special.
I mean, it never ended. And I was like, don't stop cheering. Just leave, just let it go. And let's leave. But that's how they handled that time. We they let him have the moment, I suppose. They didn't instantly go to turn the lights off so we can introduce Rusty LaRue or whoever was playing for the Bulls at that time. But I mean, it's really been they poisoned the waters with MJ, which is just
just
sad, honestly.
Casey's got something for us.
Oh, are we? I'm sorry. No, I want to bring the mood up a little bit.
Yeah, we do need that.
We need this. So on
because we've had a good show up to this point.
Yeah. On social media, we posed the question earlier this morning: what's one thing about Chicago sports that never gets old? So I wanted to ask you guys this. Like, what's one thing that you think of about Chicago sports that just doesn't get old?
Did you purposely put the scoreboard at Wrigley there?
Yeah, I made all of these. Well, we asked our fan base on Twitter, and we went through, and here's some of the responses we got. The anthem at the Madhouse. Mm-hmm. That doesn't get old. Everybody
True.
Clapping during that. Jim singing it. The Ivy, it's always perfect, someone said.
I agree.
Another one here. Obvious Shirts chimed in and said, Rookies. They never get old. Brilliant comment.
I get older, they stay the same age.
Exactly.
Oh, nicely done.
You like it with Derek?
This one is, the fan base is the best in the world. And this kid's sign says, I'm just here because my brother is a cheesehead. The mutual hate for Packers fans, that never gets old.
This one's QB for
Love. Backup QB Love.
My guy.
Tyson. Bajet. Secret Bajet man. This one's good from, I think it says Tommy. It says, walking down Clark in the middle of the street after a Cubs win on a Friday afternoon with thousands of my closest friends.
There you go, Tommy.
Never gets old. Yeah. The hunt never gets old. Constant hunt for championship caliber teams.
And quarterback. Was that a championship team or a quarterback reference?
He just said the hunt.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Alex Campbell The Hope.
It's another good one.
With the picture of Connor.
The Hope
Bedard.
Never gets old with the picture of Connor. He is our hope. And I like this one at the end. Here's what never gets old. The fact that no matter how good your team looks, no matter what we all think about our teams at the start of the season, we all end up united in constant
pain. That does get old.
That is old.
Yes. Sorry, someone, Alex. I do not agree with that.
Someone commented that there was no White Sox things in this thread. Well, that one.
I'll tell you, what doesn't get old at White Sox is walking in and smelling the grilled hot dogs.
Ooh,
and onions
one.
On the concourse. That does not get old.
Bill Bratz. Love my guy, Bill Melton.
Yeah.
What about you, Kev? What doesn't get old?
So whoever said the thing about walking on Clark Street after a win, I would say something similar to that. Victory Mondays, like when the Bears are winning in this town, yeah. You know, and they haven't done it a lot in a long time. But like 2018 was so awesome when after every Monday you'd break down those games. And like even these last two, I guess they weren't both Victory Mondays. One was a Victory Tuesday. But to me, that's fun. I mean, dude, going into these next four weeks with the Bears have a chance. And it's Christmas time. Like, we're going to, you know, Christmas Eve's going to be here. It's presents under the tree. Hopefully.
It also makes the week so fun when you're looking forward to they're in it. It's just a different sports animal.
Yeah. Something more ephemeral, though, like talking about Ivy or the smell of hot dogs. Like, the one thing to me is, like, really, I love walking down Madison into the United Center for a Bulls or Blackhawks game when it's really cold and the wind is whipping down.
Ooh.
And you're so
I hate that.
No, I love it. And then you go, and then you go inside, and everything's warm, and everything's lit up, and then it's time to get a beer, and then
that's kind of a cool feeling.
Yeah, I love that. Like, and you've got the marquee up there, and I like it.
I'm seconding that one. Just walking in, for me, like walking in and going, you know, seeing the ice or seeing the court every time it feels fresh for me. I love it.
Yeah, like when you walk. Like from the concourse into the
that view.
Arena.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like if I'm walking in and the Hawks are warming up and it's like a fresh ice and the music's bumping and the whole thing. I
do hate that they've done more pre-recorded music and not as much as the
Frank Pelico. Come on.
The Oregon's the greatest. Bring it back.
DJ Oreo. Love you, but come on. Stop with that terrible music.
Kenzie loves DJ Oreo.
Sure.
If we could
does.
Bring back Nancy Faust.
Nancy. Law, what's yours? What never gets old?
I mean, I agree with the, like, just seeing the field and the green grass at Wrigley. I mean, the South Side's boring at this point, but, you know, smell of the hot dogs.
Every time I walk in, I'm like, do I walk up? If I'm, like, whatever, I'm pressed by, do I walk up or do I walk right in so I can just, you know, just...
The flags on top of the scoreboard.
The scoreboard itself, like, every time I'm walking out of there, I give it a little...
Old style.
So, my man...
Yeah, we had some good comments on Twitter and on Instagram. Someone said the pinwheels at guaranteed rate.
Sure.
Yes.
Fireworks.
How about the shower?
The shower gets old.
we talking about? That was great. That was so refreshing when we did that.
I'm trying to pull up some more of the...
Did you actually do that?
Me and Greg Boyson did it together. It was like 100 degrees that day we did the takeover. And it was, I mean, it was so hot.
You literally got in the shower there.
Yeah, we have video
with Greg Boyson, apparently.
After the show, I'm going to watch this.
Yeah, that's great.
Someone said, we're definitely fans.
No.
And majority of the time, fed up fans, but we're still loyal fans. Doesn't get old. Someone said, forever screaming at Bears quarterbacks to just throw it.
That's a good one.
The venues, love them all. Someone said that.
Yelling at the Blackhawks power play to shoot.
That's annoying.
Shoot it.
Bulls intro, most iconic in sports.
Yep.
That is super old right now. That's old? Oh, my God. Well, right now it's just painful. Literally.
The thing that sucks is no matter who comes along, and like, it still wasn't as exciting when like Derrick Rose was announced because it's so much about Michael Jordan, right? Like, Jordan will never be the last person introduced ever again.
All true, but like the Rose era was like they'd go nuts for Joakim, and then to finish it off with From Chicago was cool. Now it's like literally everyone just sits there and is like, please make this just
end. Not great.
Not they don't cheer for anyone. DeMar DeRozan. Maybe Kobe White can start to...
Can you imagine? I sometimes I still can't believe that we were alive to actually see that in person. Michael Jordan come out.
Yep.
Never gets old.
Babe Ruth
comment
batting at Yankee
what
Stadium.
Never gets old on Twitter, on YouTube, on Instagram. Let us know.
Very good social topic, Casey.
Thank you.
I think we needed that.
Look at Bailey having the Bears in Chicago. Looking at you, Kevin Warren. That's right, Bailey. It doesn't get old having him in the city. God bless Bailey today.
All right. So I think that just about does it for this week's The Chicago Sports Podcast. We'll be back next Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday. Let's go.
A special Tuesday edition.
Quick turnaround.
Gotta
get Casey on before she jets off to Ojai.
Yeah.
You've got something on Thursday. I've got something on Thursday.
My 7-year-old, she'll be singing in the first grade.
I have a holiday recital, too.
Yeah. Luisa, holiday recital.
Different
for
schools.
The win.
Yes, different schools. We don't send our children to the same school.
It's amazing that we're doing it on Tuesday. This is great.
We'll see you guys Tuesday. Yeah.
Wrap it up.
Is that it? Did you just end the show?
I was giving her the last word.
Oh, I get the last word?
Oh, well, Casey.
Well, that was it.
We'll see you guys Tuesday. Bye.